بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان جزع يقوم إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني في الخطبة. Still in this last chapter in which the signs of Qiyamah about Dajjal and miscellaneous various subjects are discussed. Yeah, in this hadith Hadhrat Jabir رضي الله تعالى عنه says that there was the stem of a date palm tree. In other words, these were used as columns in the masjid, and there was one to on which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should take support. Just like the imam many times today uses the asa, the stick which he holds when he gives khutbah. Like that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam should put his hand on this date palm stem. And this was before the minbar was made. The minbar was made towards the end of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life. At the beginning there was no minbar. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam should put his hand on the stem of this date palm tree. So this date palm tree was on which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam supported. Falamma wudi'a al-minbar, and then when the minbar was made later, and now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat on the minbar and stood on the minbar to give khutbah. The Sahaba Hadhrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, سَمِعْنَا لِلْجِزْعِ مِثْلَ صَوْتِ الْعِشَارِ. We heard from this date stem palm a sound like a she camel, a camel that is pregnant. That is when she is giving birth and the pain she is going through. Like that kind of sound we heard from this palm tree stem. And this was one of the many miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that even dead objects, what we call dead, they also testify to the truth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we heard the sound, حتى نزل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an embodiment of compassion and kindness even for non-animate objects, even for the date palm tree. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave it also due thought. He got off the minbar, فَوَضَعَ يَدَهُ عَلَيْهِ فَسَكَنَا, and he put his hands soothing it, making it feel comfortable and calm, and then it stopped crying. In other words, up to now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was putting his hand on it and giving khutbah, etc. Now it was left alone. It felt like a little child that is left and it has got nobody to care for it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went forward and calmed it. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and the same instance is narrated in another narration. فَلَمَّا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ, when the day of Jumu'ah came and the minbar was made now, قَعَدَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ, Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ left the date palm stem and he sat on the minbar. فَصَاحَتِ النَّخْلَةُ الَّتِي كَانَتْ يَخْطَبُ عِنْدَهَا حَتَّى كَادَتْ أَنْ تَنْشَقَّهُ. Then the date stem palm, it cried, it screamed, on which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should put his support when he used to give khutbah, and it appeared by that screaming, the sound that came, as though that date palm stem will burst open. So much it screamed, so much it felt sad, that now no more Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is putting his hand on me. So we can see, as we will read just now, that when things like this, he had so much love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how much love shouldn't we have as human beings, as Muslims, as the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us the right guidance towards Allah Ta'ala. He showed us what is right from wrong. And so how much love shouldn't we have? وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and in another narration the same instance is mentioned, فَسَاحَتْ سِيَاحَ السَّبِيْ, then that date palm stem cried like a little baby cries. فَنَزَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ got off from the minbar, حَتَّى أَخَذَهَا فَضَمَّهَا إِلَيْهِ, until he went to it, touched it, and in fact embraced it also. And then it kept quiet, فَجَعَلَتْ تَعِينُ أَنِينَ الصَّبِي, And then it started crying, sobbing, like a little baby sobs. When a baby loses its mother and it starts crying, it doesn't see the mother around, how it starts sobbing. Like that, the date palm stem was sobbing. الَّذِي يُسَكَّتُ حَتَّى اسْتَقَرَّ. Like a child when it is sobbing, and then the mother or anyone tries and calm the child, tries and pacify the child, make the child keep quiet, until finally that date palm stem also kept quiet. قال نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم then said, بكت على ما كانت تسمع من الذكر. That is, the date palm stem was crying because of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the khutbah that was being made, and it was being the support for it, and now it is being left out. That is why it started crying. And of course, there is no doubt that it cried because in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That up to now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was putting his hand on me. So what a great honor for that date palm stem. So now the mimbar was made, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was using the mimbar now. So this caused great anxiety and trauma and stress for that date palm stem. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled it. This hadith narrates a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, namely the crying of a tree trunk due to his separation. When Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to narrate this hadith, he would instinctively burst into tears and remark, when a dry piece of wood cried on account of its love, you should cry to a greater extent in his love and in expectation of meeting him. But unfortunately, generally, our hearts are dead today. We don't feel anything. Hazrat Hassan Basri, when narrating the hadith, he himself also used to cry. And he should tell all the people, we also should cry. And to cultivate this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are various ways. One great way is very simple and easy, is of reading Durood Sharif. We should try and read as much Durood Sharif as possible. This will create the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Practice on the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will create the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And try and read a kitab on the seerah and the shamail. That is the beautiful qualities and the beautiful countenance and physical body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By that, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will come into us. And our real capital, sarmaya, is love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much we can develop the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we should try and develop it. We also, to test ourselves, all of us, we are in need of it. How many people are going for Umrah at the moment? Ask ourselves, did we ask anyone, please convey my salams to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody is going to visit a town where our mother lives, our father lives, and we don't tell that person even so much, give my mother salams, give my father salams, it shows we got no connection with our mother or father. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, we also should tell the people, please convey my salams to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. We should develop this love, and this is going to help us for our deen, for our qabr, and for akhirat also. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a very, very great capital. May Allah bless us with complete and full love of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.